Let's Go to Town, starring Les Paul and Mary Ford, and our band of the month, Ralph Martiri. Sergeant Jack Allen, and your hometown armory is crowded again with a lot of your friends and neighbors in the National Guard. They're having a great time enjoying the music of our National Guard Band of the Month, Ralph Martiri and his orchestra, and our stars of the month, Les Paul and Mary Ford. Say, Ralph, in the way that theme of yours rolled out, I'd say you and the boys are certainly in good form for this show.
Well, we always try to play our best when we play for the Guard, Sergeant.
That goes for us too, Jack.
That's right. You and your buddies make such a great audience that Mary and I try to give it just a little bit extra for the Guard.
Well, it always sounds extra good to us. I know that. And it would make us extra happy right now if you and Mary would bring out Song in Blue, Les.
Okay, Jack, and we'd like to dedicate it to your buddies in blue, the Blue of the Air National Guard.
Sergeant Allen, I've been watching the crowd here in the Army, and I just wondered whether the guys in the Guard are getting younger or I'm getting older. Which is it?
Well, it could be a little of both, Ralph. You see, most fellas of 17 or thereabouts are giving some hard thought to their future. And you've got to. There's no sense in just drifting along. And one part of your future these days is bound to be military. And that's why you should be thinking of joining the National Guard and getting a head start in your military training. At the same time, you learn skills and develop leadership qualities that help with your regular civilian job. And of course, if you find you like military life a lot, and it's a great life, let me tell you, well, the National Guard is a natural place to start out after an officer's commission or even an appointment to West Point. The fact is, joining the Guard is a mighty practical step for any young fellow who can qualify for a man-sized job. And if you can qualify, you'll be justified in feeling a genuine pride to be part of this man's outfit. Stop by the Armory today and talk it over.
Hey,
You know, whenever our guard unit goes off for 2 weeks at summer camp, you can always spot the fellow who hasn't heard from his best girl for a couple of days. Whenever he gets near a jukebox, into the slot goes his money, and out comes Les Paul and Mary Ford doing No Letter Today.
Well, this is one time he won't need his money, Sergeant. This one is on the house.
No letter today. I have waited since dawn. I've waited each day since you have been gone. No letter today. All the days are so long. Why don't you write? I know I was wrong. Give me one chance. Please won't you forgive? I love you, my dear. As long as I live, I know it's no use. Though I hope and I pray, the postman goes by, no letter today.
You know, when you young fellas join up with your National Guard, you're getting into a man's outfit. An outfit that's always ready, always on the alert. It's a wide-awake outfit, fully prepared to meet any emergency, local or state or even national in scope. Your National Guard is a big, important part of this country's ready reserves. And nowadays, these are being expanded, so your opportunities in the Guard are better than ever. Believe me, there are man-sized jobs in the National Guard, and it takes men to fill them. You get a real feeling of importance from serving your community and your country, knowing that you're all set for any kind of big trouble. Your local guard unit is made up of friends and neighbors of yours. Why not ask some of them about joining up? Or better still, stop by the Armory today and talk it over. Learn today how the Guard can benefit you. Here's Ralph Martiri and his orchestra, and Dry Martiri with an olive.
Thank you.
place makes me a little unhappy to have to close up the armory after one of these pleasant sessions together, but it's nice to know that our National Guard Band of the Month, Ralph Martiri and his orchestra, and our Stars of the Month, Les Paul and Mary Ford, will be back again next week.
As far as I'm concerned, Sergeant, it's nice for us to know we'll be playing for the Guard again.
Mary and I feel the same way Ralph does, Jack.
You and your buddies are just about our favorite audience.
Thanks, Mary and Ralph and Les. We certainly like having you around, and we hope we'll have all you other fine folks around same time, same station next week for Let's Go to Town, brought to you by your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up. Les Paul and Mary Ford appear through the courtesy of Listerine and Antizyme toothpaste.
The National Guard is ready on the land.
This is Sergeant Jack Allen suggesting you listen now for information about your local National Guard unit.